Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
Is it Greta Van Fleet? Is that the name of that band?
What? Which band are you talking? I don't know that.
Oh, you don't know that band?
No.
Okay. Our guy in the corner office, Michael Martin, had turned me on to this band, Greta Van Fleet.
There is a band called Greta Van Fleet.
So they had this EP, and they sound like Led Zeppelin.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they really sound like Led Zeppelin. The guy's got the howl.
I remember you talking about this, right.
So they got a lot of buzz about them, and right now they're making an album that people are saying. So they're in the studio. This is going to be their first big thing. And everyone is hanging their hat on these kids bringing rock and roll back.
Please bring it back,
sake. That's why I'm telling you the story. There's all this buzz, like, maybe these kids will get other kids to like rock, and maybe...
I was hoping it was the Struts that were going to bring it back, but because they weirdly remind me of that throwback rock stuff. I love. I love any kind of, like... blues-based rock sensibility.
These guys are a bottle rock, aren't they?
Oh, are they? Oh my God.
I'm trying to find my bottle rock schedule.
I want to see them.
I do too.
What's happening with our tickets?
What's happening?
I don't know.
Are we going or not?
Nobody will answer my question.
I want to go to bottle rock.
Like, I can't even get a room now.
No, there's no rooms, you see. You're driving up and driving back in one day.
Oh my God. The Struts are playing... bottle rock. Friday, May 25th, the Muse night.
Friday.
The Struts will be there.
God, that's the night I want to go.
Night.
I know.
Yeah.
I want to go Friday.
I do.
Dang. Chainsmokers, Incubus. I really want to see Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Earth, Wind, and Fire is playing?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Friday's the night. Mm. But Michael's not playing until Saturday?
Michael
Fronte, yeah.
With the Killers and Snoop Dogg. If you've never seen Snoop Dogg live, just go see that.
Really?
You'll know every song. It's so great. And he doesn't do the Katy Perry one thing.
Hey, while we're talking about music and rock specifically, Metallica, as they've been doing a European tour, there's some kind of an instrumental break that happens in the middle of the shows. And so Kirk Hammett and Robert Trujillo, this is terrible, Vinny, Robert Trujillo, they've been doing songs from a big band. Like when they were in, was it Denmark?
Sweden?
They did Aha.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it was Norway.
Oh, Norway.
So now they're in Sweden.
Well,
so
you know your fans love you when they'll sit through this crap.
That's so funny. So Metallica's been doing these funny covers. If we hear any other good ones, we'll get to them. Dave Grohl's in the news today. Do you want to just show Vinny the video?
Yeah, let me line it up.
Yeah, so they were performing at... hold on a second here.
Oh, so they're already touring.
They're coming to SAP later this year.
Cool.
This was a show in Florida this past Monday. I'm sorry, a week ago Monday. It was April 29th. And so you may have heard that he took a spill.
I did not.
Well, he did. And finally, we've got some video of this. I'm not sure if this must be just... somebody's phone video.
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
All right. So Dave
Grohl.
The fall's
not so bad.
It's not
just,
too bad. the recovery is unbelievable.
That was.
Yeah, you guys are at a good show. Well, the thing is that's funny is, everyone ever holds their breath when Dave Grohl falls because the last time he wound up sitting in a throne doing the show.
Well, but the two have, they're nothing alike. One, he fell 10 feet off the stage to the cement and broke his leg.
Yeah.
That, he just sort of trips over the PA,
and
right?
He kind of, what's funny about it, though, is the landing is amazing. Like, he falls forward and his guitar catches him on top of, a little monitor or something. And his hands are down and then he stands right back up and he continues to play.
Just in a little.
It's funny video just from kind of a recovery standpoint.
The Amazing Race is going to do an all Big Brother edition. I don't have a full list. However, it does look like Caleb Reynolds. That's the Beast Mode guy.
Yeah.
And Rachel Riley. Remember?
Yeah.
It's Rachel Brendan.
Oh, that chick.
So she's actually been on The Amazing Race before.
With her husband.
Yeah. She and Brendan came in like third place.
I'm not into her.
There is no word if the husband's going to be on with her. I'm not seeing any other speculation here. But anyway, we're starting to get rumors about who's going to be on the Amazing Race cast. It's all Big Brother. And frankly, I'm totally going to watch it.
Yeah, well, of course.
It's almost Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Here's a story about a mom. It's Seth Rogen's mom. The other day, his mom, Sandy.
Oh.
Posted on Twitter.
My mom, Sandy.
I know. I thought you'd like this. Post this story on many levels.
Okay, good.
So he's Seth Rogen's just sitting at his house and, tweet, tweet, whatever sound Twitter makes.
Sandy.
His mom, Sandy, posts, in yoga, when you can see the very private parts of the woman in front of you through her pants, should you tell her? Maybe the person behind me can see the outline of my private parts.
Oh, no.
Dilemma. Seth was mortified and replied, Jesus, Mom. She tweeted back, well, it was real. And I wonder if she really would have wanted her hoo-hoo so obvious. And at that point, all he could muster was, Mom!
Oh, that's fun.
It is kind of fun. The interactions between a boy and his mom on Twitter. Jane Fonda looks... I mean, she is in her 80s, and she actually does...
Has a good doctor.
She looks amazing. Her doctor goes a little hard when he first puts her together, but then it relaxes and just starts to look amazing. She is letting all that elder hotness go to waste, though. She has closed up shop down there. That's the quote. She says, I'm not dating anymore, but I did up until a couple of years ago. I'm 80. I've closed up shop down there.
Aw, yeah, right. I feel sad about that.
Mm-hmm. It's her new movie, Book Club, is about a group of older women who get a little randy after reading 50 Shades. And I think Don Johnson is her love interest in that.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Isn't her TV show with Lily Tomlin about...
9 to 5?
No. It's a...
Frankie and Johnny.
Yeah, and
isn't
they...
Isn't that about... Sex toys.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, their husbands have been in gay love their whole married lives, and they vacation together, and the two husbands would go on fishing trips. I don't know.
Have you watched it?
I've watched a couple episodes of
it. I have not seen it.
So the surprise reveal is right off the bat that the two guys come out and just go, well, we're leaving you ladies. And they're like, well, now what do we do? So they start a line of personal satisfaction tools. Anyway, so she's apparently closed for business down there. Penthouse posted a feature on Stormy Daniels yesterday. And I guess the big takeaway is that, she'll do anything for $20. That is the actual quote. They followed her to one of her stripping gigs and said that some gay guys showed up with bags of Cheetos and asked if she'd stomp on them for a few extra bucks. She said, I'll do anything for $20. And then Penthouse says money was exchanged. Cheetos were scattered, and the hardworking porn star turned international news story ground them to orange powder beneath her high-heeled stripper shoes. As for President Trump, Penthouse got Stormy to admit that he's not very big, the sex was nothing special, and during the action, his hair flops around like, quote, a drunken cockatoo.
All right.
Oh, my goodness.
And that is all for the celebrity trash. What's coming up, Vincent?
I'll get to that Equifax breach story I teased earlier. Also, streaking is in the news and lightsabers.
Oh.
After these. Radio.com.
Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, happy hump day. Wow, it's bright and sunny outside now.
Ooh, it is.
No, it's pretty. Oh, boy. Drum roll, please. This part of the show is brought to you by Dell. we were just talking about Dave Grohl briefly in the celebrity trash, and Uzi, I guess somebody texted you and alerted you that he is going to be at the Fox Theater on May 12th, just a couple days from now. This is a UCSF Benioff Children's Hospital fundraiser. It's actually, it's called Notes and Words. And there are...
Foo Fighters are playing?
It just says Dave Grohl. Mm. And Uzi looked it up, and there are tickets available. They're not cheap.
Yeah, what came up first are $500 tickets, and then I kept scrolling. So there are some available for $100, $200, $250, $500.
But
obviously those 100s are like rear back.
Right. Well, and you know, it's a fundraiser, so I'm sure that's why they're going at a premium. But there are still some tickets available, and it's the Fox Theater in Oakland this Saturday night. So if you were like, oh my God,
plus
I really want to
authors.
See him.
Does it say there like names? There's like it's a whole
George Saunders, Kelly Corrigan.
So these are authors. Yes.
Let's see. And then they list a bunch of past performers too, so that's not helpful.
I did see we do have some information available at RadioAlice.com if you want to go there.
Perfect. Check us out over there. During Small Business Month, Dell's offering up to 40% off select PCs with 8th generation Intel Core processors. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with a small business technology advisor today.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Visit Oakland. Oakland's first ever Art Month debuts this month. May's month-long celebration features a packed calendar of art events and performances, including first annual Oakland Mural Festival. Check out oaklandartmonth.com for more info. Here's what's happening. We'll begin with the Warriors. They won last night.
Yay!
And so they move on to the Western Conference Finals. They'll play the Rockets on Monday night at 6 o'clock in Houston.
Go Warriors.
Right. Oh, also a quick reminder that Mother's Day is this Sunday. Don't forget Mom.
Thank you for reminding me.
And it's our Vaughn's birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
Vonda Wizard, happy birthday.
Vonda.
It's on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a picture on Instagram because that's where life is lived.
Right.
Check us out on Instagram.
Alice973.
But follow all of us individually.
I'd like to wish my friend Regina over at Honig Winery a happy birthday, too.
Oh, happy birthday, Regina.
Aww, I love Honig.
She's a nice lady.
Yeah, those people are really nice.
Really nice.
Equifax.
Oh, my God, I hate them. Go on.
Does bring about strong feelings of hostility.
Yeah.
Ever since Equifax lost control of millions of Social Security numbers, driver's license numbers, names, dates of birth, and other sensitive personal info in a massive data breach last year, the credit reporting agency has gradually upped, quietly but gradually upped its estimates of numbers of people affected.
Oh, has it? That's wonderful.
First, it was 143 million people, then 145. Now we're at 147 in their latest report. And we also have, in a filing to the Securities and Exchange Commission on Monday, the company is offering its most detailed analysis to date, saying that it's even more than originally suspected, as names, dates of birth, Social Security numbers were by far the most common type of data stolen by the attackers. But they also got a lot of people's mailing addresses, phone numbers,
probably all our past histories, too.
Credit card numbers, card expiration dates, thousands of images of official documents, such as government-issued IDs, photos of as many as 38,000 driver's licenses. So if you've got a Social Security number and the driver's license number and the addresses.
You know, I had a question for you, Vinny.
Yes.
So it's TransUnion, Experian, and Equifax.
Yes.
What do we need any of them for, A? But B, what do we need three for? Aren't they all basically the same thing? Really just a data collection agency that sells your data elsewhere and under the guise of providing, you know, a credit rating? I really think Equifax should just be shut down. I really think two of these places that steal your information is enough. Is it just me? Am I the only one? F those guys.
Yeah.
F them. I hate them. They've ruined people's lives. And they should be shut down. That should be the end of Equifax.
And I don't even think we've begun to feel the effects of this. It takes a minute for all this to get down to the street level where someone's actually got it in their hand and they're out there getting your stuff.
And now I'm paying to freeze my credit.
Me too.
Which is a pisser. Like, oh, really? Now I've got to, I mean, Equifax, I didn't have to pay because of the breach. They gave me a deal. I'm sure next year I'll have to pay. It's unbelievable. When you find out, like, I just figured, oh, okay, I guess they collect your data and then they, you know, sell your credit report to people. I didn't realize, how much information they actually have and what they do with it. It's wrong. What these businesses are doing is wrong. Fine, let there be a central credit thing. It should be one thing and it should be completely private and it shouldn't be used. They shouldn't be able to just collect your information and sell it.
Well, in this Equifax report that they just gave over to the Securities and Exchange Commission, it looks like many victims may have had multiple types of information stolen, which will only deepen.
They shouldn't have all this info. It's
the shaft,
it's awful.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah, I'm feeling the shaft, Vinny. It's really, I personally feel that that entire system needs to be examined.
Well, but who's going to do it? Because quite honestly.
Yeah, you're right. Who is going to do it?
It's in place by no choice of ours.
Right.
And when you go to get your house, for example, you're in this process of I'm living the American dream. But they're telling you what you have to do to get the money that you need in order to get this home. And you better hurry because offers are rolling in.
Mm-hmm.
And you find yourself throwing everything you got at the person who wants to qualify you for this loan. Everything they ask
Here's
for,
all
you
the
just
info.
Go.
Print it all out for me.
And in some cases, you're even all, you need it right now. Well, I can't get over. Okay, I'll just email it to you. Well, that's not the most secure thing to do, but you need it right now. I got
to
do that. Boom. You've just fired off something that's probably going to get stolen too.
Yeah, this is it's a problem. Honestly, I've been feeling more and more like this. The whole thing needs an overhaul.
Because
I just don't think it's ever going to happen. It just gets worse and worse.
Think about all the people you dealt with when you were dealing with your loans for your home, and how many times there were email exchanges where that was super sensitive info that's sitting on their server now.
Mm-hmm.
That's in, you know.
Sure.
RegrettaSmith@gmail.com has all that stuff on her email.
Has on all the documents. She's not the only one who has a copy of
Unless she's going through and deleting her entire history, that's there for the next breach. So, yeah. It's
computers are great and also really terrible.
It's a roll.
925 says LifeLock is owned by Equifax, so really it's double dipping in my mind.
Yeah, I refuse to pay for LifeLock.
Oh, I have LifeLock too.
Yeah. Well, I had fallen off of it, and then after the Equifax thing, did you see how much they cranked their effing prices up?
Oh, LifeLock?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I was
not
like,
surprised.
I'll sign back up, and I looked. I'm like, I am so not paying $120 a month to do my whole family.
Oh,
yeah.
For the family.
It was like $30 a person. I'm like, for the coverage that you would want. I was like, you know what I'm doing? I'm freezing all my.
I did that too, though. And now, even if I were to consider to go get something, I have to go and unfreeze everything. Mm-hmm.
You know what, though? I've told a couple people, like, when things have come up, I've said, well, look, here's the deal. You can, if you need to do a credit check on me, I need 5 days' notice because I have to unfreeze my credit. So you let me know on that. And no one's asked for it. In fact, one guy was like, all right.
No.
I just won't do it. I'm like, great. Good.
If you cared enough to freeze your credit, you're probably
right,
good.
Right, exactly.
If you unfreeze your credit for whatever purposes and then you go back to freeze it again, is there a charge?
Probably.
Well, the last time I did it,
whatever.
The last time I did it, they said, we'll unfreeze it for 24 hours starting when? And so I said, this time. And so it was unfrozen for a window.
Mm-hmm.
And then the freeze went back on.
Right.
You didn't see an extra charge?
No, but did it go back on? Mm. I don't know. Did I call back and say, so is my freeze back on? I didn't. Because who can keep up with their to-do list as it stands without adding a million more things to it?
Yeah, 707 says, paid Equifax to freeze credit and didn't do anything other than charge me. Credit did not freeze.
Mm.
Sweet. Wonder why this gets people hot.
It is on. I mean, honestly, I had to take my jacket off. I get so mad thinking about this because honestly, it really feels like something that's imposed on us that we have no choice in. A lot of us live and die by our credit scores, and these people are taking our information and abusing it. And not just this, the Equifax breach, which is absolutely inexcusable, horrible, and that company should be shut down. The end. But the other ways that they sell it and use it. It's not just that it was a breach. It's that it's our info, and they just take it and make money off of it and then charge us if we want to freeze it. It's outrageous and wrong, and the whole thing needs an overhaul.
Well, and so they just had the governor debates last night. The governor wannabes were all up there, or they were in San Jose and on our TV talking about they don't even get anywhere near stuff like topics like this,
right?
Because we're dealing with a wall that might may or may not be built.
There
or
are such stupid
a train
things.
That may a super right. train that may or may not be finished. And we've got a homeless problem that's beyond belief.
Right. Well, and frankly, I think that this overall, the TransUnion Equifax Experian thing, that's a federal thing. Like, that's, you know, I don't know what rules California could put in place on that. Maybe they could.
Well, maybe they have to push
right
at a federal level from here.
Well,
and
the
represent
problem is
us at
no
that
one seems
level.
To care what happens to California, only the fifth largest economy on earth. But, you know, when they push their tax plan through, oh, everyone's going to love this. Well, except for California and New York. But F them, apparently. Thanks, federal government. It's totally appreciated. I feel very loved right now. Oh, my God. I'm going to go crazy. Give me a story about a canoe and a gator biting an arm off.
Here's one. 415, keep talking about Equifax. I want to see how many clothes Sarah will take off.
Oh.
I know.
Yeah.
Get all steamed up.
People notice that. By the way, lots of people love that color on you.
It looks great on you.
It's beautiful.
Thank you. Yeah. You look really good.
I'm wearing a nice green shirt. I'll buy more green this weekend.
Sarah.
Good.
Yara.
You like a man in high heels and stockings.
I do.
I know that you do.
How interesting that you say that.
It's one of the first things I learned about you. Mm-hmm. You like a man in a dress.
Sure. I was like, oh, you have a dress on. I am hot right now.
There's a 37-year-old guy named Jeff Bertaglia.
Oh.
This guy's from Staunton, Virginia. And he's into it.
Oh. Is he like a drag queen guy?
Well,
he just likes to cross-dress?
Here's the story. There were two nights back in March where people spotted this guy, Jeff, walking through a park in the following outfit. A black hat, a black dinner jacket, high heels, stockings, and no pants.
Oh. Did the dinner jacket cover his butt and everything? Everything?
Not enough of him because the cops eventually tracked him down and he's been arrested for indecent exposure.
Were they stockings like pantyhose that go up and...
No.
Okay, so it was like a garter belt and stockings
yes.
or just thigh highs with the tight
thigh
elastic.
Highs,
oh,
right.
Hot. Jeez,
so the wiener
great.
Was on display.
So is he a hookah?
It looks like this is how he prefers to exercise.
Oh.
He goes for walks like this.
Like, let's get those calf muscles in shape with these stiletto heels.
Is it wrong?
No. Well... Yes, but also no.
Nerds.
I love them.
I know that you do.
I have.
Actually,
I've grown a few.
You got a couple nerds in your house?
I have some big nerds.
The police in DuBose, Pennsylvania, got a call a few weeks ago from a 75-year-old woman named Joan Vargas. When they got there, they found she had cuts on her head and wrist.
Oh, no.
She
nerds.
Told them... It was because her 42-year-old son, who lives with her, Andrew, had attacked her with one of his lightsabers.
What an idiot.
She told the cops that she wasn't sure why he attacked her, but he's denied it. And
well,
says,
she's starting to look like Yoda, so he thought he'd do a little sparring.
She's a Sith.
He said his mom hit herself with the lightsabers.
Oh.
They didn't buy it, and he's been arrested for misdemeanor assault and harassment.
Yeah, don't lightsaber your mom.
A lightsaber collection and lives at home with mom at 42.
Good parenting.
Nerd alert.
Joan.
Nerd alert.
You
nerd
may have
alert.
Brought that on yourself.
Yeah. We reap what we sow.
You might want to throw that boy out. Sorry.
Too late.
Grown man
yeah,
out.
It's too late.
42.
Well, 42 already... lives at home. It's too late.
He's in jail.
Oh, yeah. She threw him out to jail. Perfect.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Oh, I wanted to read this one because this person wants to be heard, and I believe they should.
Okay.
Jesus, Vinny, you're such a hypocrite. Saying, can't you just get on a bike? That's like saying, can't you just put down the bottle? How long did you freaking struggle? How many days did you end up in a closet? Just because you're not addicted to food doesn't mean the struggle isn't real for people. And sometimes it's not even about exercise. You can do everything right and your body doesn't want to cooperate. I love you guys, but you're all a bunch of sizes. And this is why I've stopped coming to your events, because you all judge fat people.
Yeah.
Well, I try not to judge anybody, but I'm sure, you know, we're all guilty of stuff. It's hard to hear.
Right. Yeah. That was about my comments about Rob Kardashian, who apparently has gotten lipo. Isn't that what you said?
There's talk of him getting some kind of surgery.
What is that, stomach stapling?
Something.
Yeah, it looked.
Yeah.
It's rough.
With your money.
Society is very judgy. We are in society.
Right. 650 says, happy birthday, Vaughn. It's my birthday, too.
Happy birthday. It's your birthday.
It's your birthday.
I want to party like it's your birthday.
I'm going to sip Bacardi like it's your birthday.
You drink Bacardi?
Not specifically.
I never did like that stuff.
If I'm having a mojito, I'll put Bacardi in it.
Mm.
You have Bacardi back at the house?
I do. Vinny, I have a full bar.
Wow.
Yes.
And you're not in there by 11 a.m. every morning?
I just...
How's that possible?
I don't know. It's that's not what I'm addicted to.
I'm gonna order a mojito at lunch.
Oh, are we having drinks at lunch?
Why not? It's Vaughn's birthday. He's 29.
That's a slippery slope. I'm just gonna have water, I think, or a root beer or something.
Whatever Don't be want. A party pooper.
I gotta drive home, Vinny. I have work to do this afternoon.
Oh, what kind of work?
You don't need
yard
to hear
words.
What do you got to do?
I'm painting some boards and sanding them.
Oh,
so,
boy.
Well, don't you think that'll be more fun with six drinks in your
belly?
I
don't. I actually think it'll be.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. How would I even make it home? Where do I leave my car here and Uber
it's
home?
It's called Uber.
Brynn, you going to have a drink?
Look into it.
I don't know. I have some stuff to do as well.
You guys can do. I mean, I won't judge you. Out loud.
Well, it doesn't matter.
But all right, maybe we'll all let's agree to have one drink.
All right, what a plan.
All right, one mojito. I mean, it is his birthday, for God's sake. We have to clink glasses, you know.
Ah, look at you, Cave. Great job.
Thanks.
What's coming up in the trash?
I got some Hollywood salaries that'll make you barf. But I also have some news about Quentin Tarantino's Manson movie.
Oh.
And Prince's Caribbean Estate. What's going to happen with that and more after these?
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.